there's a divergence of opinion on WikiLeaks. Some people feel that WikiLeaks is a champion of transparency and open information. Others feel that in a certain way they're the heavies in the information highway. But your opinion may have changed according to what WikiLeaks recently did. WikiLeaks published, again, more than 134,000 diplomatic cables. But it was different this time. This time they published the cables themselves. That means they didn't go through things like the New York Times or the Guardian in the UK. And they included the names of diplomatic sources, journalists, activists, and other contacts. Those names in previous releases had always been redacted. They'd been blacked out. And the criticism has been very swift and fierce. Joining us now from our London BBC studio, Heather Brooke, an award-winning writer, journalist, and author of Assange Agoniste. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Is it Assange Agoniste?
Well, Assange Agoniste, you can either say. Both of them are fine, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, explain to us the difference in this particular release of cables. What's changed since what we've seen from WikiLeaks in the past?
Well, what this all began and... In the Kindle single that we're talking about, I traced the what happened in WikiLeaks from 2010, which is the time when they were first leaked this huge tranche of information, until the end of that year. And that was, it started off, they were leaked a video which was known as the collateral murder video, and it was some soldiers in Iraq gunning down people on an Iraqi street. And then after that, we saw two other releases and some records from the Afghan war and then from the Iraq war. And then finally, where WikiLeaks really came into the public eye was when the publication of U.S. diplomatic cables. Now, for all but the video, those releases were all done in collaboration with mainstream media, so The Guardian, The New York Times, and Der Spiegel, a German magazine. Now, what this latest thing is bypassing all of those mainstream media partners and just publishing straight onto the web, the WikiLeaks website.
Well, how are we to take this? We're speaking with Heather Brooke, who's written quite a bit about Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. How are we to take this, Heather? Is this some sign of a split, some bad blood between Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, and the major media partners it's used in the past?
Well, this was the real real drama of the story of 2010 was about, I mean, I consider myself to be a freedom of information activist, and part of the reason I this Kindle single comes out of a book that I wrote, which is out around the rest of the world, called The Revolution Will Be Digitized. And I saw that information was really transforming the way politics was going to be done in future. It was really it was taking away the power of gatekeepers to block and manage and control official information. And indeed, that's what you saw with these leaks that came out of Iraq. But it's how is that handled? I'm a traditional journalist, and I worked with The Guardian on the U.S. diplomatic cables release. And we did our traditional journalistic responsibility, which was we wouldn't publish anything that we hadn't actually read. And we would think about the publication in terms of the ethics of publishing. And also strategically, we didn't want to publish things that would allow people in power to say we were publishing irresponsibly. So that took a lot of time. And just doing the cables release, it took about 3 to 4 months to prepare to do that publication. So now what's happening is that that's not the thought process that's going into this recent publication. It's just putting out as much as possible and let the public decide. Well, I don't know if that's a good... I mean, I'm skeptical about it. I mean, I still think that there is a role for responsible journalists in the world, and we can't have... as much as I'm in favor of freedom of information, I think we do need the time as professional journalists to actually go through information and think about it before we publish it.
Well, okay, there is this sort of, I won't go into the weeds on this, the ins and outs of the relationships between the New York Times and WikiLeaks, but somebody at WikiLeaks tweeted the following, it's false that WikiLeaks sources have been exposed, New York Times drooling, senile, and evil. That sounds personal to me.
it's definitely personal. And this was the real disappointment that I saw amongst WikiLeaks. So in the book, both books, I chart the disintegration, really, of what started out as being this incredibly high-minded, idealistic freedom of speech campaign. And because of the personality of Julian Assange, and because of what really happens all the way through politics, it's a concentration of power. And as much as we saw it in Libya with Colonel Gaddafi, you know, you could even see it in political parties, but even in campaigns. And Julian Assange became the autocrat of WikiLeaks. And a lot of the people around this time last year started to be very disappointed with that and left. And even the mainstream media partners as well, they would get into... they would arrange deals with him that he would give them exclusive access to the material, and they would work on it. And then they would find that behind their backs, he was actually doing transactions with other media. And so they just felt there was a lack of trust there around.
We're speaking with Heather Brook, an award-winning writer and journalist who's written quite a bit about Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. Really, behind this, Heather, is this fear and this danger that some of these names, thousands of names that have been released in the latest diplomatic cables by WikiLeaks, that this could be a dangerous situation for them, that there could be reprisals against the people who are named in these documents, right?
Yeah, there could be. I mean, so far we haven't seen that, but it's early days, and I guess there's a real anger amongst people who want freedom of speech and want to maintain a free internet that these leaks seem to be being used in a really cynical way by Julian Assange simply to get headlines and media coverage, and that's the real anger I feel as a campaigner, is that, you know, this was an amazing opportunity that we had as a society to start shedding some light into, you know, these two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and the relationship that Americans have around the world. And when it was published responsibly, we were having a great debate. Now that it's been published irresponsibly, it really makes it hard to make the case for freedom of speech.
Heather Brook is an award-winning writer, journalist, author of the new ebook Assange Agoniste, talking about the release by WikiLeaks of 134,000 diplomatic cables in which they included the names of sources and other contacts. Heather, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.